aloft and catapulting its cargo, the other foot, forwards. This foot reaches out and finds land. Poomph! Then it too locks in place and takes the weight of its owner before silently passing the centre of gravity back to its counterpart like an Olympic torch made of physics. This transaction is repeated back and forth, and it's soon clear that this tandem act is propelling the whole unit forwards in fluid locomotion. What I've just described might sound complex, but it's not a newly invented dance or a corporate team-building activity. It's something we all do every single day. Give up? I'm talking about walking, because this book is about walking. Yes, walking. Oh, some of you are saying, I don't walk, I'm not a walker. Oh, really? Then how did you get to the bathroom for your morning toilet? How did you make it from your house to your car? How did you get from the door of the newsagents to the freezer where they keep the magnums? Magna. Perhaps you slithered there. Or was it teleportation? No, you walked, mate. Accept it, because we all walk. All of us. Footnote, with some exceptions. It's an activity that has been part of our lives for so long, we take it for granted. A walk can be as humdrum as strolling from the larder to grab a plate of eggs, or popping from your desk to a colleague's desk to tell her to turn her music down. It can be as emotional as walking down a church aisle to give away a daughter at her wedding, or bear a pall at a funeral. Our walks are as unique as we are, from the pert strut of a Strictly Come dancer to the no-nonsense galumph of a lady Tory politician. Yes, walking has been with us for some time and looks set to stay with us for many more years to come. When I stroll, my heart swells, my mind races, my soul soars. For that is the power of walking. It doesn't just transport us, it transports us. Which I know is the same word twice, but the second time should be said louder and slower. When I promenade, I am overcome with gratitude. Not for the scenery. The UK Highways Agency and our obsession with affordable housing have seen to that. But for my own legs. Legs are the heroes of walking. They're among the largest limbs on the body, comprising an average of 45% of our overall length, and yet so little is known about them. What I can say is that these dignified, uncomplaining peninsulas are integral to walking. I'll go further. They are essential. They are my steeds, my ferrymen, and they deliver me onwards. And with that thought tumbling around your head like hiking socks in a washing machine, please enjoy this audiobook. Alan Partridge, August 2016. Chapter 1. Cold Opening. 4 minutes. 4 minutes to save East Anglia. 4 minutes, just 240 seconds. I look at my watch and in slow motion I mouth the word motherfucker. Brackets, motherfucker. The brow of the hill is still some way away, and the bald facts are these. I have just 4 minutes to make it to the top, or I risk the lives of hundreds, if not thousands, of men, women, and children. People will die. My feet pound the asphalt, giving the popular road surface what for? Wham! 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 The cat's eyes peer back at me, as if the frightened earth is peeping out at its punisher from beneath a tarmac duvet. Wham! 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 What more do you? Wham! 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 I pick up the pace. Another check of my watch. 60 seconds. 45 seconds. 20 seconds. I'm so close I can almost smell the hill's brow. 10 seconds, 5 seconds, 3 seconds, 1 second, half a second, a quarter of a second, a fifth of a second is all that stands between triumph and disaster. 10 metres to go, a sixth of a second remains, 5 metres, exactly 1/7 of a second left, 2 metres, my calves are so distressed they're almost mooing like their farmyard namesakes. Just 1/100 of a second and then, yes, I've done it. I've done it. East Anglia is saved. I look down from the hilltop at Norfolk, silently weeping for the lives that were so close to being snuffed from us. They shall never know how close they came to death, for I have reached a roadside bench atop a hill from where I can look down on Suffolk, literally as well as metaphorically. Right on cue, the clouds give way and the beams of sunlight fire through them, as if God is trying to laser off an unsightly tattoo. Suffolk. Having saved so many souls, I am overcome with a full-body euphoria, and I realize I am celebrating, jumping up and down, arms aloft, like Rambo.